Welcome back to the second hour of Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. This is your host, Cindy McGurl, with your local radio show about jazz drummer Paul Modian. And I have a website, jazzcloset.blogspot.com, and that's got lots of information about Paul Modian. It has his new songbook that I just published with his written compositions for musicians to play by. And I'm working on volume 2, and hopefully that will be out later this year. And today's show is Masabumi Kikuchi, mostly at home. There were a lot of CDs that he sent to Paul Modian of piano improvisations that he recorded, and also with some small groups as well. Before the top of the hour, we heard one of those. They're not really titled, so that was track 7, recorded in June of 2009. And there's this other one that I'm going to play next. Oh, I want to thank my sponsor before I go on, the Camden Conference, that just last weekend brought us a very timely program on refugees and immigration. And it's such a crisis right now in the world and in the United States, where we are not abiding by our own constitution. It's really pretty sad. And that's why I think Jeff Sessions should go, not for lying, although that is wrong. And he should go for that, but he's not upholding the constitution and protecting equality for all people and basic human rights. And for me, that's the big issue with the Trump administration. You know, questioning people about their religion when they're going through airports, not continuing the fight for voting rights in places like Texas, where it's really against minorities. They're trying to make minorities not able to vote. And transgender rights. All people are equal. And then they go on about this stupid bathroom thing. I mean, who cares who uses what bathroom? All bathrooms should be for anybody. That's what I think. But anyway, I found there's another CD here, and it's Trio Plus One, recorded on October 25th, 2009. And it says Kikuchi, Morgan, R.J., and Neufeld. And I think that this must be R.J. Miller. We'll find out. I haven't listened to it yet. And I don't know if you can tell, but today's show is very much by the seat of my pants. I didn't have time to prepare or listen to anything. Some of this I've listened to before, but I just kind of grabbed a bunch of CDs and came in here. And so it's music, so we'll just keep playing it. This is just says Dat 2. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Masabumi Kikuchi, featured artist today on Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet here on WRFR, Low Power Community Radio, 93.3 FM, Rockland, Maine. And this one is titled Masabumi Kikuchi Solo, Good Takes 14, tracks 1 through 8 at Home Project Series 4. Masabumi was, I think, notoriously picky about what he thought was good and what he thought wasn't good. So I'm going to play a couple more from that CD, if I can fit it in. And before that, we heard just a cut called Dat 03. So these are all improvised. That's why they don't have titles. But with Masabumi, R.J. Miller on drums, who currently lives in Brunswick, Maine. And I'll have to ask him about that recording. I want to have him on the show sometime. Hopefully he could come here. I've been meaning to, you know, have a list of people to come on the show, but our phone thing still isn't really working right. It's been quite a while. So I haven't been able to follow through on that, but if someone can come here, that makes it a lot easier. And then also Thomas Morgan on bass and Todd Neufeld on guitar on that recording. And at the top of the set, we heard another cut from that Dat 02, it says. And in between, we heard another piano improv from the CD Piano Improv 7, June 2009 recording. Track 8 with just Pooh on the piano. I have a little bit of reading to do. If you don't know Masabumi, who he was or much about him, I have a ECM press release that they wrote, probably written by Tina Pelican, which they did when they released Black Orpheus last year, which is a solo piano concert that Masabumi gave in Japan. That was his last concert. They've got some good basic information about him, so I'm going to read that. Born in 1939 in Tokyo, Masabumi Kikuchi played with Lionel Hampton and Sonny Rollins while still a teenager, and made his recording debut in the early 1960s with Toshiko Akiyoshi and Charlie Mariano. In the 1970s, he collaborated with Gil Evans and Elvin Jones and led his own groups in both acoustic and electric modes, variously drawing influence from Miles Davis and Stockhausen, from Duke Ellington and Ligeti and Takemitsu. Kikuchi was amongst a small group of musicians with whom Miles Davis would confer in his post-Agharda retirement period, and he contributed to a still-unissued session with Miles, Larry Correll, and others in 1978. Several of Kikuchi's 1980s recordings were devoted to the synthesizer, but by the 1990s, he was again emphasizing acoustic piano, founding the group Tethered Moon with Gary Peacock and Paul Modian. Modian, in particular, encouraged Kikuchi's experimental tendencies and was pleased to feature Masabumi Kikuchi in his own groups. Modian was also on hand for Kikuchi's sole ECM studio album Sunrise, as was bassist Thomas Morgan. Hirayer Atarian described the album in his All About Jazz review as sparse, abstract, and forged on the spur of the moment, but with a zen-like beauty, atonal, sublime, and powerful. In Jazz's, Warren Allen noted the album's emotional undercurrents. For all its freedom and space, the music is filled with tension, as if Kikuchi were carrying some great burden through his search for enlightenment. The release of Sunrise in 2012 provided a context for Kikuchi to play in Japan again, where the music of Black Orpheus was recorded in October of that year, in the responsive acoustics of the Tokyo Bunka Kaikan Recital Hall, a space originally designed for chamber music. Back in his New York loft, a home base since the 1970s, Masabumi Kikuchi continued to work on the music. He withdrew from public performance, but with ECM's support, made numerous recordings at home, both of solo piano meditations and group improvisations, with a circle of younger associates, including Thomas Morgan, guitarist Todd Neufeld, and saxophonist Michael Attias, who helped him in the quest for new shapes and forms in spontaneous music making. Fellow pianist Jacob Sachs, like Kikuchi and associate of the late Paul Modian, wrote in 2015 that Masabumi was easily one of the most original artists working in sound and music. I think that what he achieved musically, especially in the past 10 to 15 years, is both in an individualistic sense and in terms of artistic bravery on a par with Monk. All of us who play creative music on the piano should be aware of his accomplishments. His art was one of incredibly strong convictions. He took real musical risks and found things most of us can only dream of finding. End quote. Masabumi Kikuchi died on July 6, 2015. I have another cut for you from the Trio Plus One CD. This is just says DAT 10.
Thank you.
That was another cut from Masabumi Kikuchi's Good Cuts, good solo improvisations that he recorded at home, which I'm featuring today. That one is just number two. And before that, we heard another cut from the Trio Plus One with Masabumi on piano, R.J. Miller on drums, Thomas Morgan on bass, and Todd Neufeld on guitar. And that was cut number seven, which is just called Dat 10. I want to thank Jared Johnson for asking me to do a show with these unreleased cuts, which I mentioned last time. And boy, there's plenty more to do another show at some point. And I'm going to take us to the top of the hour with an unreleased cut that was recorded when the Sunrise album was recorded. Two cuts didn't make it on the album, and this is one of them. And so it's Paul Modian on drums, Thomas Morgan on bass, and Masabumi Kikuchi on piano. And tune in next week for I'm Not Sure What.
Thank you. Thank you.